Okay. Were they living a couple?
Regards Hills.
On Nachas. And it was Father's Day, but I know I have to go to my granddaughter's graduation. So.
That's grandfather's day.
So, what?
That's grandfather's day.
That's grandfather's day, okay. All right, so.
He went to get the sheets.
The sheets came?
He went to get the sheets.
That's good, okay, fine. I'm going to do some more Sanhedrin film. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's good. It's fine. That's fine. It's warm.
What?
Just a quick thing over here, and just in Svasem is by Bilam. Svasem is, yeah. He says that the mission of it says that what's Tamidov shall Avram Avinu, Ein Tovu Ruch and Moicha Nefesh Velen, Hepuch by Bilam of Russia. He says, what does it mean Talmud to have a Ayin Ra, to have all these other things? You don't have to be a Talmud of Bilam. It's something that, thank you very much, that person has it. It's not a, you don't have to learn it. You don't have to go to the university to learn to have a Nefesh Chava, Ayin Ra, Ruch Gevoya, and so forth. He says, Yuchalimtza kol Shaita, Balilim, but any Shaita can be a big bomb guy without going to college with that, right? He says, "Kigam Rishon Machni Matzva." He says, "Im Yitan Li Es Kom Loi Bayis Lo Uchol Avor Meze Atzva Nilmad." He wanted a lot of things, but if you give it to him, he'll be machni himself to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The pshat is that a person's machni himself just in order to go ahead and have more gaiven, or it's that's the pshat. So that's what you learn out. That by Bilam you learn out this thing that a person could be machni himself. Bilam said, "You'll give me a lot of this. You give me that. What was the purpose? The whole purpose was taka for him to go ahead and have his taivus of Olam Hazeh. He says, Ma bein Talmidav, the Mishnah says, of Bilam and Talmidav of Avram Avinu, Talmidav of Avram Avinu, Oichlin b'Olam Hazeh, Neuchlin l'Olam Haba. Shenem l'hanche l'oiv ha'yesh. Talmidav Bilam Rashi Yershin Gehenim Yardin l'Be'er Shachas. It says, Shem Dibal Shem Tiv, he says, Oichlin b'Olam Hazeh, it's two different schar. It's one thing. The pshat is that they have a real Olam Hazeh. Their Olam Hazeh is a different Olam Hazeh because they realize that everything is their Baruch Shem, what they do is their Baruch Shem. They're able to enjoy Olam Hazeh, and that Olam Hazeh is Neuchlin. It gives them inheritance, like the word Nachal. Rambam says Nachal is a river. Why? Because that's what inheritance is. A river keeps going. Water keeps going. Inheritance is a pshat. It goes from Reuven to from Yankov to Reuven to so forth, and it goes down and trickles down. He says the fact that a person machni himself to the Bereshim is oichlim b'olam hazeh ubezeh atzon oichlim olam haba b'loshen nachal shemamshichin chiyas Hashem Yisbarach in even in yonei olam hazeh, that they're connected to the Bereshim even in the things they do in this world, what they do, the way they eat, the way they sleep, the way they conduct themselves, it's Olam Haba dik away. Memela, they're always connected to Olam Haba. That's Talmidim. All right, so let's start. I'm going to have to end a little early. I have to go into verse 2. All right, let's start the sheets. And B'midbar, right, the end of the parasha. V'hine ish m'bnei Yisrael ba, right, we know Zimri. V'yakov alachvas a midyanis, right, Cosby Bas Tzur, La'ene Moshe, la'ene kol adas Yisrael, v'heim ha'boichem. Right, so let's first see the Pesukah. V'yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen, v'yakam etoich Eda, v'yikach reymach biyada. He took a spear, reymach. Some say, like if you look at the word itself, reymach, it has 248. He took his whole being and he put it into this action. What were they crying about? So Gemara goes to the whole thing that Zimri brought Cosby and he asked him, Zumutaris Asura, he said, Asura, Bas Yisroi Mehitelach. So who let you get married to Tzipira? Rashi has no Kashi, married her before Matan Torah, but now there's an Issa to be Boila. A Ramis, meaning a Goya, Nisama Menan Alacha, Kola Baila Ramis Kanaim Poygambo, Go Kulam Bepchi, they all started crying, and so forth. And then Rashi says, in order to, Rashi says, it says a little more, we'll see in the Gemara. But let's first see the parts that we're dealing with. The Gemara and Sanhedrin. Gemara and Sanhedrin, could I just to see, if you're learning the Parsha, the Gemara and Sanhedrin pay bays about this whole Parsha. Amar Rav, Chista. Habali Malik. Somebody asks, "Ain Marin Lo?" Somebody asks you, "What's the din? I find there's something in the street. Do I have to pick it up or not?" So he'll tell you, "Shabbos Aved, you have to pick it up. It's not. You don't have to pick it up. It's mostly going. He'll tell you the halacha, right? Marin Lo, right? You give over here for personal risk. What's the din? Ain Marin Lo? You don't tell him the din. He has to do it on his own. He has to know it. That's what happened over here. Dalem used to say, it over from Rabar and others." That the pshat is, this whole halacha is, he has to feel, the Rambam in Kedusha, he has to feel the seriousness, the intensity of, what a Boil Aramis is. Even though Taisus himself says, we're not clear what the Isser is of Baal Bas Agoya, and the Rambam himself doesn't really say what the Isser is. Oven Zeh. Afa Peter Rambam says Perikid Beis Sur Bi Alach Zayin. Avin Ze Afi Shein Ba Mises Bezin Aliya Kal Bei Necha El Yeish Ba Hefsed Shein Ba Kol Arayis Shekamoisei Shein Ba Kol Arayis Kamoisei Shaben Mina Erva Bnoi Ula Kol Dava U Bechal Yisrael Yichoshen Afi Shu Mamza Va Ben Mina Goya Eina Bnoi Shenema Kiyasas Mincha Marachai Vedava Zer Next Goyim Lihidabik Begoyim. This assimilation. In other words, I remember that years ago there was a certain yeshiva who honored a person. You know, he helped the yeshiva, but he was married to. My shver went wild because he called up Rashi. He was so upset. So the guy says, "What's the difference? You want a guy? Guys are not from, and they're married to nidas. You know, they don't keep hochas nida. What's a tzushta? A guy who doesn't affair. This is mamish." This Rambam is, you know, Dovik, the Rambam says it's Dovik la'avoy desar. The Rambam says over there that kol ha'boil goya is ki'ilu here, the Lashon Rambam is ki'ilu nischatan la'avoy desar. It's like he got married. It goes ahead and ruins the whole fabric of, it destroys the whole fabric of Klal Yisrael. That's assimilation. So the Rabbi needs to say that this din, you have to feel yourself, shouldn't I kill? You feel like you want to kill the guy for what he's doing. You just can't go over to anybody in the streets and do that. You can't do b'chalav. But I'm saying, if you know that Zimri was Zimri, and Pinchas felt that intensity. That's what Gemara says. Now look, it manami. We also learned. Amar Rabbi Bachan, Rabbi Yechon, Haboli Malach. Somebody comes to ask, ain Moirin La. So we don't pass. V'lo'oy. Not only that. Listen to this. Elashim Pirish Zimri v'hargoy Pinchas. Let's say Zimri would turn around. And he would kill Pinchas, right? Impir Zimri v'hargoy Pinchas, and I'm sorry, Pinchas would kill him. Nera galav. If Pirish means he went out, let's say he's separated, right? Impir Zimri v'hargoy Pinchas and nera galav, or he would be killed. The din is only b'shas maisa. So maybe think of Shlomo Klug. I mean, I think of Moshe writes on him that he's mafke dam Yisrael. He argues very shtak. He says it's only three times. The first three times. After three times, he says you can kill the guy even in the middle of the street. He says because the whole thing is shemahir b'tshuva b'libay. So he says, but if you see already three times a chazaka, kill him. Everybody says, The Gemara says, it's Mashin's Halacha Moshe Messina. You can't go making Tamim in the Halacha Messina. You could say, it's a Svara, but you can't go ahead and, because of that, go ahead and say, kill a guy. But that's the Halacha. Piris Zimri, if Zimri left, he pulled out, or it's only Bishas Maisa, a second Halacha. Nepach Zimri, if Zimri turned around, Vahargol of Pinchas, and he kills Pinchas, ain't Nerogloch, part of Mary Dikazach. In other words, Pinchas is running to kill Zimri. Zimri turns around and shoots Pinchas. Ain't Neregalov. Sharei Reidifu. He's a Reidif. Unbelievable. Well, it's just like Ruvain's running to kill Shimon. Shimon could turn around and kill Ruvain. He's called a Reidif. Over here, even though it's Halacha Moshe Min Sinai, he could turn around and kill him. So Meridik Allah. That's the three Halachas. Abba, Limalach, Ain Marin Lakain. Imperius Zimri, Varga, it's only Bashas Maisa. Right? Like the Gemara says, and then Ilu Nepach, where are the sheets? Ilu Nepach Zimri, Vehargal Pinchas is a Neraglov Sharei Raidifu. That's the Gemara. So, first of all, like this, the whole thing is a pellet to call him a Raidif. He's called Pinchas, is called a Raidif. He's doing what the Lacha says. Right? He's the Lacha is that you killed the person. That's the first guy. Stop to understand that. Look at the next halacha. Tanya. The Gemara is in the middle of something. Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Tanya, interesting name. Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul Oimer. Roidef, Shahir Roidef Acha Chaver Lahargoy. Reuven is running to kill Shimon. V'yachol, Reuven, I apologize, I used their name so much. That's the Minigayla. Roidef Shahan, good things, I don't mind, but it. Roidef Shahir Roidef Acha Chaver Lahargoy. Reuven's running to kill Shimon. Now, you can know, so the din is when a Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, not only Shimon kills him, but anybody else, Levi Yehuda and everybody else. Now it could, it's a mitzvah. Rama says it's too lavin in an essay. You mechuyev to kill him, mechuyev to stop him, mechuyev to kill the person. Let's say the guy is an expert sharpshooter. He could shoot him in the leg. He's a policeman, right? That's what policemen are trained to do. That you can't, you don't kill the prowler, the guy who did something. You shoot at his legs, even though he's running to kill another person, right? Unless you can't stop him or whatever, he didn't shoot well. But if you could trip him up, right? The guy's running to, Reuven's running to kill Shimon. Levi on the side could just stick his foot out and trip him up, and he'll, you know, make him lose his gun. He's not allowed to kill him, right? So Gemara says, Neregalov, he gets killed. The outsider, the third person, whoever, who killed him, will be killed. Machlokes Rambam Raver means literally get killed. You just tell him he gets killed, but whatever it is, you're not my timer. So Gemara B'yanis and Shol. Gemara learns that from different psukim also Nach, but over here from the Torah says, Chiyinotsu Anoshim Yachdav. Two people are fighting together, right? And then she goes ahead, V'hichzik V'mavusha. V'amar Balaza. B'matzas Shibimisa. In other words, they fight, and then the woman steps in. She tries to protect her husband. So the guy goes ahead and he hits the woman, and because of that, he goes ahead and he causes the children, the fetus to be killed, right? Matzos, that's what we always say over this Gemara. Matzos, that's what matzo means, to fight. The word matzo itself. Shemimisa kosu medaber. The ksiv, it says v'im asoin yia, that if there'll be a tragedy, he kills the woman, nasata nefshach nefesh. Vafilach is still, no, even though he's trying to kill the woman, right? It's a master shemisa. They're fighting in a way. They're having a duel, right? Vafilach yam rachmanav lo ya asoin. If there wasn't a tragedy, it means there was no killing. Anesh ya anesh. He will be punished with mamon. Iyamet yochalatz vechemer lo nitan litzol nafsho haynim shkach so di anesh. Which why you're saying that he's chayv misa? He's a raidif. What do we know about raidif? Right? The Mishnah says that if a guy is a raider, for his Baba Machteris, and he goes into your house, you could kill him, and he goes ahead and he breaks Kalim, he's pot on those Kalim, Kim Lebed Rabine, right? Because he's a Chiv Misal's raider. So over here, why is the raider Chayv for? He's Chayv Misal's raider, and he should be pot on the moment. The Teretz is, must be a type of raider that you could go ahead and stop him. So he doesn't have a din of Kim Lebed Rabine. That's what the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara tries to be derechid right, but that's basically the din. That's halacha yochol ha'hatzam echa bevarv. So the A famous kasha from the Gali Masechta, Chedusha Rim asks it. Gali Masechta was a Talmud of, his name was of David Navardik or Navardika, whoever you, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Famous tshuva on Chanukah he has, on Mahajim, but he has a famous, what's his kasha? He says, what do you mean Zimri could go ahead and kill Pinchas? Pinchas is a raider, okay. But Zimri can have a very simple answer. The Gemara said before, right before that, that if Nebach Zimri, and Nishmat Zimri, if Zimri would go out, Pinchas can't kill him anymore. So therefore, he says Zimri could be Matzla Be'echa Mevar. What does he have to kill Pinchas for? Let him just go out of the Isha. And if he goes out of the Isha, Memela, what's the din? The din is Zimri can't kill him, and he would not be a raider. Would not be a raider for anymore. So why isn't it worse? Why is it worse than Yochel Atzila Be'echad Meivar?
Zimri wouldn't know he's going to do it.
What?
Zimri doesn't know if Pinchas will stop. If Pinchas is going to kill him, if Zimri is Parish, he doesn't know if Pinchas is going to stop. If Pinchas will be
Pinchas will keep trying to kill him. What do you mean? That's the din is that he has to stop. What do you mean?
I understand, but he doesn't know that. Murderers are murderers, after all.
Yeah, it's very hard to imagine calling Pinchas a murderer, especially if we talk about Pinchas, the opinion. What do you say? That's the kasha.
So the kasha is the worst.
Why could Zimri kill Pinchas? Let Zimri be perished from, and therefore Pinchas can't kill him. How could if you could go ahead, the guy's running to kill. Reuven's running to kill Shimon. Shimon could turn around and make it that Reuven will stop killing him. So he's mechuyev to stop.
So over here,
let if Zimri would pull out.
Pinchas
would not kill him. So he's killing it. He could have stopped him from being a raider. The point is, you have to stop him from being a raider.
But he could stop him from being
a raider.
He could stop him from being a raider, but he can't stop him from killing him. In the case of tripping a person,
what's the difference? But you know, that if you could go ahead and do something that'll make the he says, listen, don't kill me. I'll give you $1 million. Let's say you know for a fact that'll help. So let's say assume we could, you can give him. Zimri could have just been Pirish, and Pinchas would not kill him. That's the kasha.
Well, why didn't Zimri just shoot Pinchas on the
leg? That maybe he couldn't. I don't know. That maybe he didn't have a gun. I don't know. But the point is, over here, he could have been just as soon as he's parched, Pinchas would have stopped. You tell me it's also Meshuggah and you're worried his stomach, hot-headed guy. Okay, maybe. But in this case, we're talking about Zimri and Pinchas. Pashtas. Zimri knew the din, Pinchas knew the din. He shot Meisah while Zimri was inside of her.
Maybe
the Marbiya was finished. How does Zimri know? No, Kol's is inside her. You assume that he's doing the Biya. Yeah. So, Lemais, that's the kasha. So, first we'll go through a few different mahalchim. So, look at this Mishra Melech. Okay, the whole Mishra Melech came out. We don't see the whole Mishra Melech. The Mishra Melech in Hilchos Chayvel Mazik, if you look towards the end, the first one with his parentheses, it's six lines before the end. That Aleph Hey is Amar HaMagia. It's a Talmud of the Mishra Melech. He's called the Magia of the Mishra Melech, Rabbi Yankov Kuli. In the last few years, people know him because he's the Yalkut Mamloyas. But years, so now, people say, oh, that's the Yalkut Mamloyas. Years ago, when they came out to say, wow, the Magia and the Mishra Melech wrote Sefer on Chumash too. Now, people are getting interested in more learning Chumash than learning Lamdas. So they call him the Yalkut Mamloyas. But he's the Magia and the Mishra. So he says like this. I know, but the next line. Chuvis Rivosh Kosav, Oy Efsher, She'ena Nirda for Bola Hatzel Sasso, and Afshar Raidiv, Tsar Klas Relfishu, Bola and Afshar Hatzel, Luchavilas. The Kosav Shom Xavier Mab, Ukiyetzim Zek Kosuzal, the Hod Amar Dim Yochoyla Atzila Lechem Evar of Shul Raidiv, She'en Hergenoise, She'din Zelo Nema Be'ish Acher Habola Hatzel. Ava Nirdaf Eina Medaktik Bezeh. You hear? In other words, the Rivash, it's a Levush. Kiveger, Shlemeger brings a few shittas that the din of Yochel Hatzel Be'echav Avar is only an outside person. The person who's being pursued, the Nirdaf, since he's so nervous, he's bold, he can't expect him. That's what some like what Pesach was saying, that he's not making these calculations. The guy's being chased. There's Taka Miri, interesting to me, Mordecai Chiddush, Miri on that Sugya says that even though the din is you're not allowed to kill a child once his head is out of the mother, let's say an embryo is killing his mother, a fetus is killing his mother, you could kill the fetus, right? You do kill. But once his head is out, you can't, because it's ain doich nefesh min nefesh. Miri says the mother herself could kill. The mother herself, it's hard to imagine the mother would do that, but that the mother herself, since she's both, she's the nirdif, right? So even though it's min shemayim karat v'lei, right? It's not even called a real raidif. So Mamela, she's not responsible. If she panics, that's what the Rivash is saying. Since he panics, that's the Rivash's svara. So someone has said, Zimmi, that's what Zimmi was. Okay, it's a nice tar, it's a cheshbon. Rashi holds not that way in a few places, but let's just, if you look at Rashi above, that Mishmach, the Yochel Harnirdav. Rashi is clear, Harnirdav, Rashi in another place where the Gemara is brought. Or Re'eyu Lahatzel Bechem Avar Veloitzel Nafshe Nergalov. So he says, he is killed. Okay, by the way, that Shita of the Rivash, we just saw, in Brisker Rav learns, I mean, others say that it's a raya, I think it's a Mishkis Yankov's raya, I don't remember that you see it from above a machteris. The Gemara says above a machteris, if somebody is a prowler, goes into your house, you're allowed to kill them. American law is not that way, right?
American law is called justification.
You what?
Justification.
That means? Defense. Yeah, I'm saying, but if you can just assume he's coming to kill you.
Depends on the state. Sometimes you don't have
to. Okay, whatever. I won't get into an argument, the lawyer and the judge, but over here. But the din is, somebody breaks into your house, why? Because the person who comes in, the Gemara says, knows that what are you going to do? You're not going to let him get away at the moment, so he's ready to kill you. Say, this guy's coming in to kill you. So the shaila is, what do you mean? What do you have to kill him for? Give him all your money, Taka. Give him all your money. So that's the whole shaila, is that a person supposed to make such cheshbonos? But the Biskrov says, that's a special din machteres. The din that the nirdav, the Rivash holds, could kill him, even though Yochel Atzel Avar is because of Bola Hargacha Hashkim La Hargoy. It's a different din than Raidav. So Biskrov in Seif and Hilchus Ritzeach. Okay, so that would be a good test, but again, Rashi's not Masher that way. Okay, the Chedush Rim said, more Pidrush, he said, because if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, let's just go a little weiter, Amar B'Yechinin. Shisha nisim nasu lo pinchas. Echad she'elo zimu lifresh v'lo pirish. Zimu should have been pirish and he wasn't pirish. And a few other, the Targum Yenison has a 12, 16, 20, I don't remember, all different types of nisim. The Medrash just says, the Malach didn't let him out. So, Chedushim learns, the Gemara is literally, if it was somebody else with somebody else, he could talk, he can't turn around, he has to be pirish. Right? Masha'en Kain over here by Zimri is because the Malach held him down. The Malach was madbik him. Samela, he couldn't get out, so he had a right to go ahead and kill Pinchas. So that's the. But now, did the Kira Sefer didn't come out? Okay, the priest shouldn't come out. So, didn't come out. So, years ago, I'd seen this kasha many years ago. So, one time of Simcha Shustel, all of a sudden, gave a shir in Farakwa. I don't know if you remember. They used to have like Shiram and Ian once in a while, and Daf Yoyim used to have many, many years ago. They tried it a few times. It didn't go that well. But Kopasa, he came and gave a share, and he spoke about this Kasha. Let's see. So I told him that in the Rambam, it's Mashma, it's not Shvedika. Look at the Rambam, page 3. You see the Yisrael Balakusis. No, came out the wrong Alocha. Interesting. All right, let me see over here. It's not an interesting halacha, it's Negeya, but it's, I see. See, the old Rambams went a little different because the senses messed it up. So I was looking at an old Rambam when I told Judah the Mar Malcolm. Like this. Let me just look up where it is exactly. Or pay bays. Lo'oid. Take your bays. Halacha ches. Now, see, these it's different Mar Makom, it's interesting. Yeah, in Halacha Hey, Aval im pirish ein hargonai say. V'im hargoi neragalav. You look at the Gemara on the first Gemara, on the first page, the Gemara, why does the Gemara bring the two halachas together? It's mashin the Rambam that the Rambam learned pshat that nepach zimri is a continuation of the last Gemara. Nishmat, meaning that if Zimri pulls out, then Pinchas can't kill him, and therefore Zimri can kill him, because he was Nishmat. That's what's mashin the pashtus of the Rambam's lashon. So I remember when I said it, I'd known the kasher. I said in Rambam's mashin not that way. So he was arguing with me in pshat and Rambam. So later on, I went home. I saw, look, I found the Kiryat Sefer. Look at the Kiryat Sefer. Nah, that didn't come out good. Okay. In Kiryat Sefer, it says so, Mufurish. Kiryat Sefer, it says, Mufurish, is there a Torah over here? A Torah? Evan Ezra. You know what? They have the new ones over here. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, the small ones are there? Okay.
Why could Zimri kill Pinchas if he's Parish?
What?
Why could Zimri kill Pinchas if he's Parish according to the...
I can't hear you.
Why could Zimri kill Pinchas at that point?
Because he was Parish. He was Nishmat.
So that
that's the point. The Gemara is just saying, therefore he could turn around, that even though Zimri Pinchas is running after him, but still, since he was Pirish, he can... So the Kiryat Sefer says it. Ramesh Medayik... Oh, no, I meant to... Okay, fine. Sorry. So the Kiryat Sefer says, he's Medayik in the Rambam, that pshat. And I saw that the Prisha doesn't. So Machoik is the Prisha and Kiryat Sefer pshat in the Rambam. Prisha in Hilchus Tezayin, which is the Lachos of being Boyer Lagoya, in Ebenezer. So in Ois Vav, in the Prisha Ois Vav, he says like this. Nishmar Aboyel, he's talking Medayik, the Lashon. Near Lav Davka Nishmar Kama. The Shahan Nishmar appears from Ma'amaisa Asal Harga. El Madain Oisik Bavera, Vehishkin Vaharga, the Potter. The Afrikad Oisik Shah Ben Mavisu, Mutta Kanar Laharga. Right? So it's Machoikis, the Prisha, the Kriyat Seif and Pshat, if you say that, Taka. So I saw him about 5 years later. First time, only time I heard a Shia from him. I saw him 5 years later by Chasana in Mansi. And I, all of a sudden, I came over to him, I gave him Shom Lechem, I said, she remembers me. I was the one who asked that kasha. She says it's a machlekes the Kiryat Sefer and the Prisha. So he took my kasha seriously. He looked it up, and he didn't know who I was. But 5 years later, he remembered that it was taka machlekes. Okay, so that's also a teretz. But again, that depends on which sheet. So there's a svara that they say many years ago when we discussed it, we were learning Sanhedrin, and later on they printed the sefer. Zichron Shmuel from Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, they print this shiur. See, he has taki this nekuda. Yeah, here it is. In Simon Pei Gimel, he says a meridik azach. And I found that Reb Shlomo Zalman later found Reb Shlomo Zalman when they put out this new svarim. He wants to tie up Reb Shmuel that let's say that this the whole kasha doesn't start. Why? So let's say a guy's running after. To kill Reuven's again, I'm sorry, Reuven's requiring to kill Shimon. Why? Because Shimon's reading the New York Times. And he gets he's a big kanai, like we would call, right? We use kanai in the negative sense. About Pinchas wasn't that type of kanai. He's a kanai, the guy doesn't, he's reading the New York Times. He sees him reading in a base medrash. That gets me upset too if I see somebody reading even in a Tedden base medrash, right? So, so he takes the Reimach, right? And what did he say about the Talmud in your house, right? You remember? Yikach ha-remach b'yodai. Pinchas had to take the remach b'yodai. There are some people walking around with a remach b'yodai. They're just waiting for the right guy to kill. And some people are just waiting. That's what they're waiting. They're waiting to, you know, he talks during davening, boom. This guy does this, boom. They're just ready. They're ready to let out their frustrations. So Pinchas was v'yikach ha-remach b'yodai. So Zayah Shein Avar, said by Israel's house. So he says, let's say a guy's running to kill, he sees a guy reading New York Times, he runs to kill him. And he's running, and the guy sees the guy's running after him. See, he's going to shoot him. But he could stop. How? Put down the New York Times. Is he mechuyev to put down the New York Times? What? No. Is it Yochel Hatzum Echad Meivarev? The Gemara says you can stop the Raidev by shooting him in the leg and stopping. You can stop him, put down the New York Times, then he's not going to kill you. You know, he's only killing you because of you reading the New York Times. I mean, hopefully. It doesn't mean
you're doing the Mice history, yeah.
What?
Maybe only when you're doing the Mice history, you have to.
Oh, so what's the New York Times?
Not a Mice history, it's a
that I disagree with. All right, that's a good point. So this is a, but let's first. So Jerome, he doesn't say that way. The mushroom was mine, and it was set up because I figured Pinny would say that. But that's what Shlomo Zalman Taka goes into. We'll see in a minute. So he says that you're not mechuyev to do something if a guy's a raider. In other words, over here, what's the Chinese called a raider? So the Rosh Taka says, this is not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. There's a lot of raid on this too. But the Rosh says, if you look at the Rosh in Sanhedrin, the Russian Sanhedrin brings this halacha l'maaseh. Like, yeah, this man is bad. In America, we don't have the right to go ahead and kill the guy. The Rush over here, yeah. Here, but the end of Sanhedrin, he has haboyel kusis kanaim poigim bo. Vim nepach zimri v'hogal pinchas lo hayonergalof sherei roidefu lefisha ein mitzvah laharga el rishus ba'alma. It's a rishus. It's called a rishus. Yeah. It's not called a mitzvah, it's called a rishus. The Vecheska has a lot of nafkaminas, it's called a mitzvah, called a rishus. There's a kivega, once a taina, that if the guys are kanoim poigimbo, right, Zimri would damage at the same time, would that pater him from mumin too? Because with kivega, at the beginning of Eilun Aris, a guy's being boiled a kusis, and let's say there's a tzad to say, yechayv knas for being boiled a kusis, but a pater because of kanoim poigimbo. So the Vecheska taina, the Rush says it's a rishus. How can you a rishus to kill a guy, pat the guy for a moment? It's the chiv. There's no chiv over there. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm not mechuyev to make myself to make you a ois reidiv. I'm mechuyev to stop you if I have ways of stopping you. There's different ways to be meinei you from going ahead and being a reidiv. In other words, I have a choice of doing two things, right? I'm not mechuyev to be mafsik you from the maaser that's garment to become a reidiv, right? The raya is for taka. I'm not mechuyev to go ahead and give you mammon. I'm not mechuyev to give you mammon. Why am I not chayev to give you mammon? By bala hargucha, by baba machteres. The teretz is because I'm not mechuyev to go. You want to kill me. I'm not mechuyev to make a ois reidif. I'm mechuyev if I have two ways of stopping you. That is by killing you or by tripping you. That I'm mechuyev to do. But to make it that you shouldn't want to be a reidif, then I'm not mechuyev to do. That's what. And he's mefalpel this different sugyas that. Back and forth whether this yisoid is a good yisoid or not,
this
right?
This is not according to the Rosh, who holds that.
Yeah, you would talk about the guy himself. If you hold it, you're allowed. Right. So Mamela, what? Yeah, but you're not mechuyev to make a guy who's doing something. So this is what Shlomo Zalman said. So I'll just read you the words of Shlomo Zalman. In one of his tshuvas, let me just see what it is. If you want to look it up, it's Simon Zion Onof Beis. There's two different prints of Minchas Shleim, as you know. So they're both Zion Beis. I think the other one's Onof Beis. I had looked it up on the computer. I didn't look it in the sefer itself. But listen to this. Nirishim Echad Moneas Chaver Melechel Chazir. Right? Reuven sees Shimon eating Chazir. Here's the case in New York Times, right? Right? According to me. Uma'ayim alav lahargoy. Af shema'ayim nikra roidif, mekol mokam arei yesh la nirdof eitzel ahatzel atzor, deze she yasur meira, v'lo yaychul chazir. Im kein efshe de choshim kum chom, ki yochul ahatzel mechum evarv, ay deze she yimnasu meveira. Could be. He says, maybe you mechuyev to put down the chazir, not to make him a roidif. Miyu, im echad koifes chaver lemoinim achilas heta, he sees him doing some muta, according to Pinny, he's doing something muta, right? Nira da afshi yochel imone machila zu ulahatzel bekachas atzmoi asher lechayu odiv tfei me'atzol yade ache echad meivar shel reidiv mekom mokom nira laniyaz daiti de lav kol kamine shel reidiv lachuyas anidiv losa davka yitzayna. Reuven can't force Shimon to, he says, I don't want you to do this thing. You're reading a book. I don't like you reading the book. He can't force him to do it. And memeila v'im esakish davka laharga mishum kach Harei huk nikra reida for mutar lehis kol davar mutar lahargoi. V'lo shosh of klal, yachol atzil ba'atzma deshi yibatl ritzaynay mipnei rinam v'mchuyit v'mivatl. When the guy's a reida, and you could stop him from being reida, That means you do something. But I'm not mechuyif to change what I'm doing in order to make him oiser a reidif. Ilu nepach zimri v'hargol pinchas ein nerglov v'afagav de mevura de lo shari lefgoya boy al b'shas ma'isa ba'ida aleha av empirish ein harginoisa nimtze sheyachol zimri lahatzel asadei zeh sheyifrish mena. So l'chein rabim tamu, that's the chedushirim and the dagali mesechta, de lama amush ein nerglov ayiz yachol atzila av nira de mishum de la'acha shekvar nidbak ba v'kvar asa avera ein harginoisa kadei moinim avera. You're not stopping him. The veras are done. I has to be in there. That's the din. And he goes with the whole thing. But interesting, he has kedarko. And he beat. He says, let's say the guy's in there, and the Pinchas is running to kill him, and he says, I want to be pirish. He says, no, go ahead. He says, I can't. The avers are still an aver chai. I'm still with a Eva Chai, or it's still called a Bia. And if I'll be Pirish, the din is what Gemara says, that if a guy was Baal Anida, but it was Baal Ishtai, Upirs Anida, Gemara says in Shuas, and he still has an Eva Chai, so he gets on his fingernails, he tries not to have a nub, but he can't be Pirish. Why? Because the Prisha is Choshev like Kibia, the Gemara says. Maridika Chiddush. The Gemara says Bia is the Hanaz Bia. Lav dafka going in, going out is called a Bia too. So if you hold Aver Chai, Aver Mace is not called a Bia, he has to wait till the Aver is Mace, right? Till it's not hard, and pull out because that's called a Bia.
Isn't that a Din Toma?
No, that's a Din in Bia. That's a Din Bia.
But I'm saying, Mitzan, as opposed to Kanon Pogimbo, where it wasn't a Din Toma.
It's not a din tumah. This is a din called bia. The Ar Sameach, I remember, I think Rabbi Shem Zamasol quotes this Ar Sameach. Let's say a guy was boiled on the erva, be'eva chai. And then he says, he re'ei tshuva. He wants to be part, and he wasn't moitzi zera yet. So he can't pull out because the prisha is going to be a bia. But if he'll be weighed inside, the zera will come out, he'll create mamzerim. Ar Sameach says, too bad. This is not to create the mamzerim, this is to have bia. The atzah zera is not milo moirid. Right? The atzah zera, you're chayvi without atzah zera. So if you're standing still, you're not doing anything. He's going to create a mamzerim, somebody says, I don't see a heta for him to pull out. It's going to be at the expense of creating mamzerim, and it's terrible things that make sense, but there's no issa. So Zoktav Shoma Zalman, what if the guy is yelling, Zimri's yelling, I want to be Pirish, chob charata. Saying tshuva, whether he means or not, because afraid, and but Lamais is inside of her, and I can't pull out. He knows the halach, he learned shvuas. The stomach, he's taka. Sounds like he's halach now. At least he's about tshuva. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Kehai gavna yesh lodun." If the guy is allowed to really kill him in that kind.